Welcome to the JenningsWire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the hearts of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today's guest is Elaine Ambrose, who through her books, blogs, and speaking engagements, encourages women over 50 to discover the happiness that comes from having a consistent laughter routine. Her new book, Midlife Cabernet, recently won a National Humor Award, as well as a 4-star rating from Forward Reviews, a prominent national reviewer. Elaine is here today following her stand-up comedy routine at the Irma Bombeck Writers Workshop Convention. So welcome back, Elaine.
Hello, it's so nice to talk to you again. We're having a great time being happy on this 100-degree weather day.
Oh, yes, it's hot all over the place. We're hot here, too. So talk to us about what exactly is the Midlife Laughter Challenge first.
I am challenging middle-aged women to laugh every day, and that may seem simple, but if you think about it, most people don't laugh every day, so we have to make an objective to do that, and laugh twice a day for at least 2 weeks, and you'll find that your life is better and people want to be around you.
And so life is tough, right, Elaine? I mean, it's tough to laugh. It's tough to find things to smile about. How do you set the tone for a day full of smiles?
Well, first, don't get on the news right off. That just can upset anyone's day if you turn on the news and see all the angst and the anger and the raised fists. Instead, have a morning ritual. If you have to have an alarm, make sure it starts with music and not loud beeping. Make sure that you have a photo of yourself laughing and tape that to the bathroom mirror. So when you get up and brush your teeth, you can remember, yeah, I laughed once. I think I'll do it again. But even before you get up, practice some positive meditation and reflection. And then I always go first to my joke of the day. It's an app that I can download on my phone or my iPad and just start the day with a smile instead of a snarl.
Now, Elaine, if you are spending your time laughing more, what are the negative things that you're doing less of?
Oh, just not judging and finding fault with everything. I've received emails lately from people I don't even know, and they're just attacking, and they're bitter, and they're vicious. So I don't read them. I don't open them. I delete them. I want to get negative vibrations out of my life, and I choose to focus on the positive. And there are legitimate concerns for people being angry, but don't tell me about it.
Yeah, right. I mean, keep it to yourself. You don't need to spread the anger.
Right.
You want to spread the
joy.
Yeah,
if I don't even know
the
them,
laughter.
I don't even know them. Right.
Yeah?
And laughter's fun. A good belly laugh, it releases endorphins. The water that comes out of your eyes is actually cleansing and therapeutic. And you feel better all over. And if you've ever noticed the videos of laughing babies, people love to see those because it's so pure and joyful. And if we could just laugh more, if everybody was just out there, I have a clown nose in my car. And when I'm stopped at a stoplight, I put it on and I wave at the person next to me, and they'll either, you know, get mad or they'll laugh back. And more times than not, they will laugh back and smile.
Oh, that is great. That's a great idea. I think I'm going to go and get myself a clown nose because I think that is fantastic.
Yep.
That is so fun. It'd be so funny to do a kind of a study on that, on the number of cars, where you're stopped, men or women, age groups, to see, you know, who's laughing and not. And speaking of the age groups, I mean, you focus on women over 50. I mean, what are some of the mistakes that women over 50 are making?
We take care of everybody else except ourselves. You know, by middle age, we're taking care of our aging parents. We may have adult children that need concerns. We have grandchildren now that we are taking care of. And we need to stop and schedule a time for ourselves, some fun time. Read a funny book, go to a funny movie, call a good friend and go out to lunch. Just make time for ourselves and avoid the bad things that are harmful for our health, such as being grouchy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's just the worst. I mean, listen, Oscar
right.
lives in a trash can, right? So
no, we don't want that.
We don't want to live like trash. We don't want to do that. So, yeah.
That's
okay,
right.
Great. Yeah. Now, what can you do to avoid some of these mistakes and being grouchy, to help protect your happiness and get that laughter going?
Well, as I look back, Stacey, I see that there are three main areas to avoid. One is bad health habits. If we are at midlife and it hurts to get out of bed and we can't roll around on the floor with our grandkids and we don't feel good enough to enjoy life, then we've made some bad choices with our health habits. And watch what you're eating and move it or lose it. Don't smoke. And if you do smoke, stop. But I think a glass of wine is okay every now and then. Also bad investments. A lot of middle-aged women find themselves having to go back to work because their money's run out. They don't have the retirement package. Companies aren't giving pensions anymore. So be wise with your money. And then the third is bad relationships. Many middle-aged women find themselves suddenly single and they don't know what to do. It's just a matter of reevaluating, refocusing, and often reinventing their lives.
Well, Elaine, I want to thank you for being here with us. Do you have any sort of last piece of advice or parting words for women out there listening?
Yes, if you get to 11:30 tonight and haven't laughed, get out of bed, go find a book, turn on a funny movie, and laugh before you go to sleep.
There you go. Laugh before you go to sleep. Laugh when you
That's
get
right.
up.
And yeah.
Look for Elaine in her with her clown nose in her car. And we'll
That's
be good
right.
to
go. I'll be there.
Right. Well, that's so good. So I want to thank you, Elaine, of course, for being here, and invite our listeners to review Elaine's website at elaineambrose.com. And I'll spell that for everyone, ELAINEAMBROSE, elaineambrose.com. You'll find her weekly blog and a description of her 10 books, including Midlife Cabernet and Menopause Sucks. You'll also find the details about the writing retreat she organizes for women. Elaine is available for presentations, reading, and, of course, laughter. Thanks again, Elaine, for being here.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, the creator of JenningsWire Online Magazine. JenningsWire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger just right for you. Till next time.